Hola, you're listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners from Latin LA. ¡Vamos! ¿Qué tal, amiga o amigo? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? Espero que sí. I hope you're having a great day. Un día increíble. Me llamo Marco Fierro. Soy de Chile y soy el presentador de este programa. This is a podcast for Spanish beginners. So, if you are at that level and you want to improve your Spanish with useful content, consider subscribing. And today, we have a very special episode. The coolest episode ever.
Cool.
Why is that? Because today we will travel together to different Spanish-speaking countries to learn how to say cool. This will be a magic mystery tour in which in a few minutes you will visit different places just through the magic of podcasting. Isn't that great? I surely think so. So pack your suitcase and let's travel together to get to know how people say cool in different countries. ¡Empecemos! Cool is a great word. In Spanish, some people say cool just using the word you have in English. But there are a few other options depending on the country you visit. The standard equivalent of cool is normally genial. G-E-N-I-A-L. Genial. But in my opinion, that's the dry version of cool. Because most countries have their own cooler word for that. So, genial is fine, but there are cooler ways to say that in Spanish. So we will start our trip in South America, where I currently live, and then we will travel up north to different countries. All the teachers who accepted to participate will introduce themselves, say where they're from, and then they will explain how to say cool in their countries. Let's start then with Chile, my home country. And here, in our first destination, you will meet Janela Solaris. Janela, ¿qué tal? How do you say cool in Chile? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Chile?
Hola, mi nombre es Janela y soy de Chile. Aquí tenemos diferentes formas de decir cool. Mi palabra favorita para esto es bacán. Por ejemplo, ¡qué bacán! Tienes una nueva bicicleta. Me encanta. Cool, you have a new bike. I love it.
Jan, that's bacán. So in Chile, people say bacán. And being Chilean myself, even when I say it, it feels quite different from saying genial. So, genial, sorry, but you're just the vanilla version of bacán. Okay, let's travel now to Argentina, on the other side of the Andes mountain range, or cordillera. And here in Argentina, we meet with Paula. Paula, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Argentina?
Hola, soy Paula, soy de Argentina. Y en mi país, cool se dice copado. ¿Qué copado es qué cool? También se dice bárbaro o genial. Y como ejemplo de copado podría ser, mira, ¿te gusta este pantalón que me compré? ¡Uy, qué copado! Me encanta, está buenísimo. Copado se puede usar también referido a una persona. Por ejemplo, no sé, ayer conocí a dos chicas y son muy copadas.
Copado o bárbaro. That's buenísimo, ¿eh? Thank you, Paula. That's really copado. Let's travel up north now to Peru. And here we meet Olga Perlas from the beautiful city of Arequipa, and she explains how to say cool in Peru. ¿Qué tal, Olga? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Perú?
Me llamo Olga, soy de Perú. En mi país, cool se dice chévere. Es una de las opciones, por cierto. Ejemplo, ¿qué chévere está la fiesta?
That's chévere. This is such an interesting word because it's used in many other Latin American countries, as you will see soon. So let's continue up north, and now we will be heading to Colombia. And here in Colombia, you will meet Jessica Elejalde. ¿Qué tal, Jessica? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Colombia?
Hola, me llamo Jessica Elejalde, soy de Colombia. En mi país, cool se dice chévere o bacano. Por ejemplo, qué bacana esa camisa que tienes. O qué chévere este concierto.
Chévere and bacano. Awesome. How chévere is that? Let's continue on our trip to Venezuela, next to Colombia. And here in Venezuela, we meet Iriani Novotna. ¿Cómo te va, Iriani? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Venezuela?
Hola, mi nombre es Iriani y soy de Venezuela. Y en mi país, cool se dice chévere. Lo puedes usar en diferentes contextos. Puedes hablar de situaciones, por ejemplo, ayer la fiesta estuvo chévere. O puedes decir, esa persona es súper chévere.
Yes, I agree. La fiesta estuvo chévere. The party was really great. Gracias, Iriani. As you can see, chévere is used in many different Latin American countries. Let's have a short stop here because traveling can be very tiring. If you're enjoying this episode, you can get updates about the new contents of LatinLA on our newsletter. You can subscribe on our website www.latinla.com. When you subscribe, you will get information about contents to improve your Spanish, such as new podcast episodes, videos, and also courses and information about our online lessons. Okay, so feeling ready to continue? Let's go now to Central America, to Costa Rica. And here in Costa Rica, we meet Arturo Barrantes. Arturo, ¿cómo va todo? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Costa Rica?
Hola, hola, me llamo Arturo Mora, soy de Costa Rica. Y en mi país, cool se dice pura vida. Por ejemplo, decimos, la comida está pura vida.
Pura vida, literally pure life. I really like that one. Gracias, Arturo. Pura vida. Sigamos con nuestro viaje. Let's continue with our trip. Vamos ahora a México, en Norteamérica. Acá nos encontramos con Leticia Bueno. Leticia, ¿cómo va todo? ¿Cómo se dice cool en México?
Hola, me llamo Leticia Bueno, soy de México. Y cool en México se dice qué padre o padrísimo. Por ejemplo, yo le digo a una de mis amigas, me voy de viaje. Y ella va a responder, qué padre, ¿a dónde te vas? Padrísimo, ¿a dónde te vas?
Qué padre, that's great. Gracias, Leticia. And now I'm going to head to Puerto Rico in my personal helicopter. And here estoy en esta bella isla para hablar con Adriana López. ¿Qué tal, Adriana? ¿Cómo se dice cool en Puerto Rico?
Hola. Mi nombre es Adriana, soy de Puerto Rico y en Puerto Rico, cool se dice nítido.
Nítido. Sounds like neat. So nítido is how Puerto Ricans say cool. And now let's go across the ocean to visit Spain. I've just arrived to Europe and I meet with Ana Martín to get to know how they say cool in Spain. ¿Qué tal, Ana? ¿Cómo se dice cool en España?
Hola, me llamo Ana, soy de España y en mi país cool se dice guay. Por ejemplo, mira, me he comprado un coche nuevo. ¡Hala, qué guay!
¡Qué guay! So guay is cool in Spain. sounds similar to the question in English, so I'm sure it will be very easy for you to remember that one. And whew, I'm really tired. What a trip. But wasn't it great?
Yay!
I really hope you learned lots with this episode. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. I really want to thank all the teachers who agreed to participate in this episode. So special thanks to Gian from Chile, Paula from Argentina, Olga from Peru, Jessica from Colombia, Iriani from Venezuela, Arturo from Costa Rica, Leticia from Mexico, Adriana from Puerto Rico, and Anna from Spain for participating in this cool episode. And if you enjoyed this episode, let them know, reach out to them and give them some love. This episode was only possible thanks to them. All their contact information is in the episode description, and if you're looking for Spanish lessons, they are all professional teachers. And many of them are very active on social media, so I'm sure you will learn lots with them. I also want to thank Hannah Miller and Eric Miklo for sharing our podcast on their stories on Instagram. And O Katrina for leaving the following message on Twitter. Small joys in life include the moments when I reply correctly and automatically to the instructor questions on my favorite Spanish learning podcast. Thanks, Latinelli. To O Katrina, small joys for me include the moment when I receive this type of messages from you. And now, your message is in the coolest episode of this podcast. That's bacán, copado, chévere, pura vida, nítido, guay. All of those words combined. So thank you very much for recommending our podcast.
A special thank you from the heart.
See you next time. Hasta pronto. Chao, chao.